Alrighty. Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode one of Asleep by the Laptop. We're freaking here. We're here today. Oh my gosh. I was so excited to talk about this topic that I couldn't even wait for any other podcast guests to show up to add to the conversation. So we're just going to tackle this ourselves today as the first episode and talk about the things that we want to accomplish. So as you know, Asleep by the Laptop is a podcast series all about topics that are keeping us up at night, Googling, worried, looking things up, trying to figure out the answers. So we'll hopefully be able to gain some more clarity from our wonderful guests and the conversations to come. But this is a solo conversation, and I wanted to talk about the things that we want to accomplish and how they keep us up at night. Oh my gosh. If anyone else has stayed up really late at night trying to Google answers to questions that they have or challenges that they have, it's wild. Like, you can search up how do I get started with Linux? How do I get started with Java? And find all of the things that you need to be able to do or know to be able to solve that. But then if you were to Google something like, how do I get over a breakup, or how do I cure heartache, or how do I cure depression or anxiety, or how do I have this difficult conversation? The answers aren't as straightforward, and there's no guarantee that it'll work. There's no manual for certain life events or certain things that we want to be able to accomplish. And I think that's where we begin to see the split, right? The split between things that are execution-based, challenges and accomplishments that we want to make that are execution-based, and the accomplishments that we want to have that require us to gain new mindsets, new ways of thinking, new ways of doing things. There's this quote from Albert Einstein that I really enjoy, and it says, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we use when we created them." And I think that goes to show that as we grow and as we encounter new problems and new levels, new level, new devil, right? There's always going to be this need to kind of change the way that we think, change the way that we approach certain problems, change the way that we want to go about our goals. And I think that's so meaningful, because I think as we especially accomplish more things and we have experience, our experiences become this web, this safety net, for us to be able to try new things, to be able to make new associations, to be able to learn new skills and have them relate to the past skills that we've developed. It's this extra level of mastery, and I think is really wonderful. So you may be wondering, like, what happens if I'm just starting at zero? I have these list of nice to have things that feel very disjoint, that feel like they're never going to coincide to a bigger picture or to even anything that remotely looks like a safety net, because they're just, that's all it is. It's just a nice to have list. I want to encourage you all to take a look at the bigger picture. I think when we're so zoomed in on our list of nice to haves, we fail to see like how this all kind of maps together and leads to a path which is inevitably just our own. So I really recommend you to kind of look at it from different perspectives of like, how does the things that I want to accomplish in my career, my professional life, bleed into my personal life? The goals that I want to be able to accomplish as it relates to my personal achievements, my hobbies, how I spend my time, my activities on a day-to-day basis. And same thing with my social life, my relationships with my family, with others, with friends. How meaningful do they end up being? What feelings do they produce in me? And I think as you begin to map out what it is that you ideally want to have in your life, you're going to be able to see patterns of specific values. Things like family, if that is a value. Things like community, if that is a value. Things like excellence, which we tend to have as engineers or technologists, right? And we can begin to see those values and how they map to the nice to haves. When your nice to have is something like interacting with the community, speaking at a conference, connecting with other communities, learning new things, building out applications, building out projects, having cool ideas, right? They become what feeds our values, our pillars. And as we begin to acknowledge what our values are, we'll be able to take more actions that feel like they're adding to it and feed our motivation. And when you've done the work, when you've defined your values, you've taken your experiences, you know what it makes you feel, you know the importance of it, you don't have to work that hard to convince someone else that you're the expert, that you are all of these things, because you believe it in yourself. You have it in yourself. And I think that's so important, is if we do this work, if we're out here asking ourselves hard questions and getting real clarity on them and real answers to them, we're going to go so much further ahead than the people who haven't done this work. And we see it all the time. We see situations where people who work at companies are asking questions like, what are your company's values? What do you stand for? What are the principles? What is the company's mission and vision? And you can imagine that if you have your own personal mission and vision, that you can set that for, you've done that work, right? You know how to set that for yourself. Then you'll know how to set it for teams. You'll know how to set it for projects. You'll know how to set it for companies. And you'll be able to go so much further than the people who have no idea what a mission or a vision is, or what are values, and what do they actually mean to this entire picture of, like, what are we hoping to accomplish? So I just wanted to map back to the organization and to career and technology. I want to leave with one more note / takeaway on the topic of the things that we all want to accomplish. I want to encourage you all to take action from a place of gratitude and abundance, and not from this place of fear or scarcity or lack. Because I think a lot of times the things that we want to accomplish, that we feel like we should be accomplishing but aren't actually the things that we want to be working on and doing, come from this expectation. There's expectations or that we place on ourselves, or from or that are placed by external factors, where we feel like, well, you know, I should get married before the certain age, or I should be working on the certification. You don't need a certification. Do you want one? Right? You don't need anything. We just want things. We need to be able to make our decisions out of a place where we are grateful. We're grateful. We know that we have things. We know we have a security net, and we can go for that next big thing now. So that's all for this week's podcast episode. I'm not sure how often we'll be recording, but I'm super excited to be hosting more of these conversations on various topics. I hope that this was helpful. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Tiffany Jokja, pretty much anywhere on social media at Tiffany Jokja. The last name is J-A-C-H-J-A. And I hope everyone has a great week. I'll catch you later.